Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And a happy Wednesday to you all today as we continue on throughout this bye week. Should be an interesting one. The trade deadline has come to an end, which that is also, depending on who you are, disheartening or entertaining.
Unless you're the Jets, I guess, you know, they got a couple of draft picks out of the deal. Did you guys see the video of the poor kid Jet fan crying when they got rid of Sauce Gardner and his dad told them? I mean, that's like some sort of just messing with your kid. Put the video camera phone in his face and go, hey, the Jets traded Sauce Gardner.
What the hell?
Well, because it was time, man. It was just time to go.
Great trade for the Jets.
I thought so, too. I don't know what the Colts are doing in that trade, absorbing all involved? Of that money. I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, that is a really good question, right? I mean, does Dan Orlovsky, this guy, let me tell you about him, okay? Number one, he always looks very tired, right? Does he always look very tired to you?
Exhausted.
Exhausted, right? Like, it looks like he's just been through hell and back every time I see him
He works at ESPN.
On TV. That is a good point. Charles ain't letting him get to that level, right? And so I'm watching Orlovsky yesterday, who looks like he's ready to fall asleep. He's so tired and whatnot. And he utters the line of, now the Indianapolis Colts are like officially the only defensive backfield that is built to stop Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and they will do that in the playoffs. I don't know that I've seen anybody in the Nationals or even locally get caught up in the moment more than Dan Orlovsky gets caught up in the moment of what is going on at that point in time. I found that wild yesterday to hear that now the Indianapolis Colts secondary is the only one built to stop Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Maybe in the AFC.
I mean, I just thought that was wild to me.
I mean, look, the Colts are doing the, what did we say this was, Mac? The San Francisco 49ers strategy?
Yeah, all in.
And the
Rams strategy, too.
It is the Rams strategy, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, the Rams have a elite Hall of Fame quarterback, I would say.
They went all in to get and sacrifice their picks for it.
Yeah, they did say F them picks. Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty good line by them, so.
Right, but I mean, they did it for a quarterback, not, you know, a corner, offensive line, a receiving core, a tight end. They went and got Matthew Stafford, and it paid off because –
But they did more than Stafford, didn't they? With those, with
Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. They brought a lot of people in and gave up a lot of picks. Yeah.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is that when it comes to winning a Super Bowl, outside of Jalen Hurts, it's been an elite quarterback that's won the Super Bowl.
Yep, very true.
Yep.
I think the quarterbacks that have won it outside of Jalen Hurts, if I'm wrong, please correct me. Mahomes, Stafford, Brady, Flacco. Which at the time Flacco was elite, and he's still obviously looking like he could do it at age 41.
I mean, he's elite. There's no more you can say about Joe Flacco. This guy's putting up 40 points a game, man.
Roethlisberger,
yeah.
Manning.
Yep, Manning. Both
so,
Mannings,
I mean, like,
yeah.
And then before that, you go back even further and say Breeze. But, I mean, it's those quarterbacks that win it. Like, San Francisco put a ton of talent around Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo how to work out. Mm-hmm. They lost to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl because the quarterback eventually set up above everybody else. You look at the Bengals and the Rams. Stafford ended up winning that Super Bowl because of, obviously, some key pieces, as well as Aaron Donald in his prime, Matthew Stafford still in his prime. They won the Super Bowl against the Bengals, who didn't have an offensive line. Tom Brady, obviously, quarterback elite status with the Bucs, obviously with the Patriots as well. And now you're seeing the Colts kind of take that same strategy and say, okay, we have Daniel Jones, who has been good this year. He leads, I think, or he's in the top five in passing
yards. He's been
yards.
Really good this year. He's been outstanding. I saw
in
somebody
the
also
read.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
And he's lost to what two teams?
He lost to Denver. No, he beat Denver.
Nope,
that's
lost
right.
To the Rams, the Rams. And he lost to the Steelers. Okay, and what do the Steelers and the Rams have this year?
Yeah, good quarterbacks, right? Yeah, good exactly. Quarterback play. Well, and I think that's what the Jets are showing you. You know, also, I did see somebody refer to Daniel Jones as an elite quarterback yesterday. I'm going to hit the pause button
was
on that
Orlovsky
one too.
Caught the moment?
It wasn't Orlovsky. It was on X, and I forget who it was. And I'm like, they were listening like everything the Pats or the Colts have. And they're like the elite quarterback. I'm like, he's playing really good right
it's been
now.
8 weeks, man.
Why are we so quick to put Daniel Jones into that elite category? But you mentioned Jalen Hurts not being it. Or Jalen Hurts has been to two Super Bowls, and I got people out here telling me Daniel Jones is elite, but Jalen Hurts is not elite. And if you want to say Jalen Hurts is not elite, that's fine. But you can't tell me Daniel Jones is elite. I'm not buying any of that nonsense.
No, that's
right?
Prisoner of the moment.
Yeah, that is prisoner of the moment, if you ask me. And so,
because last year we were doing the same thing about Sam Darnold, which he's having a good year for Seattle. We did the same thing about Sam Darnold last year, and then he got to the playoffs, and what happened?
Yeah, he pooped the bed. Yeah, yeah.
Last 2 weeks of the season, not good.
Right.
Playoffs, not good.
Not great. Yeah.
So Justin Herbert, playoffs, not good.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Yeah,
people get older, people change, people get new systems, and we'll see if Indianapolis can do. But so far, Indianapolis lost two games, and both those games are to two playoff teams.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones has won that playoff game. He beat the Vikings a couple of years ago with the Giants. I mean, they won like 35-0 or something like that. It was a blowout of you know, great proportions in that game. So he does have, but he's not an elite quarterback. We've got to stop, you know, being that prisoner of the moment. And what the Jets, I think, showed you yesterday is now they are all in, Dusty, of getting that elite quarterback, whether that's in the draft or whether that's going out there and using those picks to make a trade. And there are guys that you can go out there and make trades for, right? You mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo. He seemingly is always available, or whoever the case may be. I think with the way that the Jets went about their business and the way that they loaded up on first round draft picks, there is going to be a blockbuster quarterback trade this offseason. And the Jets now have the collateral to be able to do that. And I'm talking to you, Cincinnati, and I'm talking to the Bengals right now, because what you're seeing right now is Joe Burrow doesn't matter to your franchise.
Joker Joe.
I hate to be that guy. I hate to say that out loud because people think it's ridiculous. Joe Burrow does not matter to your franchise. You're putting up 38 to 41 points per game without Joe Burrow as your quarterback. The Jets have three first-round draft picks that they now have and acquired yesterday, right? Why not, if you're the Jets, offer all three of those first-round draft picks to Joe Burrow?
Yeah, because they have 1 in 27, 2 in 26,
yeah,
right?
Well, 2 in 27, because they'll have their own plus another one, right? Isn't that what, like, don't they have, like, four first-round picks or something in the next two drafts or something bizarre
like that?
It's an insane amount of number, right? Because they have their two picks in the next two drafts, and then they have two more picks from Indianapolis. So you've got four first-round draft picks sitting there. If you're the Jets, you call them and you say, we need that quarterback. We need that leader. We need that presence. I'll give you four first-round draft picks right now to have a guy like Joe Burrow walk through the door. That's a move that you need to make, because to Dusty's point, you're not winning the Super Bowl if you don't have an elite quarterback. And if you don't have an elite quarterback, you're a 9-8 type of football team. You're spinning your wheels. You're celebrating Sauce Gardner and you know, Garrett Wilson and all these guys who aren't doing anything for you right now. You need to go out there and you need to get that elite quarterback. And I think that's what the Jets said yesterday. We're stockpiling first-round picks so we can use these as collateral to go out and get that quarterback that we have not had basically since I don't even know who.
Yeah, because they're not drafting one.
I don't know that guy's available in the draft that's going to move the needle, like if you could do with Joe Burrow. Wouldn't you rather give up three or four first-round draft picks to get Joe Burrow and then draft the guy who would be maybe a maybe?
And the other thing they have is they have the collateral of having probably what I would assume would be the first overall pick in the draft.
I would imagine. Yes, exactly.
Right? 1-7, mm-hmm. And you just took a top-five defense and said, F it.
Yeah.
With a defensive coordinator at coach. I mean, you got rid of Quinn Williams. He goes to Dallas.
Yep.
And you get their first-round pick. You sent Sauce Gardner to Indianapolis, and you got their first-round pick.
Two!
And the one in the future.
Two first-round picks.
And then, yeah. So, I mean, look, you're 100% right on your hunch that they're going to go try and get somebody and try to bring them into New York. Who that is, I have no idea.
And Kyler Murray does not count as a blockbuster trade move this offseason.
No, like
if they go get Kyler Murray,
it's just Justin Fields 2.0.
Yeah, it really is.
A little bit better than Justin Fields, but it's the same situation.
The only move for me that's going to not surprise, but get people excited, I think, would be Joe Burrow. Who else would be out there that you could look at right now and say, let me give you four first-round draft picks and have a good quarterback that may be in that kind of rebuild mode too, you know?
I'll give you a name and a system. Lamar Jackson.
That's a good one too.
Yep.
I like that. I like that call. I love it.
Does Baltimore blow it up? You know, yep. If they miss the playoffs or the season goes south. Now it's starting to look a little bit better in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
The defense looks like it's kind of back and healthy. Obviously, I think we were kind of unfair to Caleb Williams because they're like, oh, he's got the Baltimore defense. See what he can do. And they shut him down. And everyone says, well, maybe that defense is starting to get healthy again and get better. And then their last game, I know it was Miami. Miami can score. And Miami put up 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Ravens will go into this week. We'll see what happens. But I could see, like, if they do a total rebuild, they're like, hey, we're moving on from John Harbaugh. We're going to move on from Lamar Jackson. We're going to take, you know, 4 number one picks in the next 2 years and try to develop our team and find somebody. Now, I don't think Baltimore will do that. But if we're being, you know, dramatic in the situation of the 24 hours after, they're not even 24 hours, but 12 hours after the trade deadline, you know, that's a name that could pop. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you think about the situation.
No, I think you're on to something. I absolutely do.
But yeah, I don't know. Or, you know, maybe there's a guy that they pull the Alex Smith trade with where they say, hey, we'll go get, you know, this guy who's a backup, who's going to lead this team for the first year. We're going to draft a quarterback, let him learn under the system. And then the next year we're going to draft a wide receiver and X player with a couple other first round picks and then go forward with it. But yeah, the Jets are definitely telling you right now that that defenses don't win championships and that you need to rebrand your team because it's 1-7 and they were dramatic yesterday. Dallas dramatic yesterday. Indianapolis dramatic yesterday. So we'll see the rest of the season. Chiefs hold Pat. Bills hold Pat.
Yep. Everybody pretty much held Pat except the Jets and the Cowboys yesterday. You know, I mean, that's kind of what
Seattle
it ended up being.
Seattle and got Shaheed.
Yeah, that's a nice addition.
Very nice addition.
Because
now you just blow up in the top and let JSN run whatever underneath.
Right.
And then you have your two running backs set in Kenny Walker and Zach Charbonnet to see what they can continue to do with Sam Darnold in that offense. So we'll see if they peak Max Pack coming up a little bit later. Plus, we have Bob's Bottom Feeders. Interesting stat last night. Women's basketball started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys watched any of it. Probably not. Cal State Northridge women's basketball started season opener on a 72-0 run.
Oh, my God.
There were 4 minutes and 33 seconds left, and Cal State Northridge was up 72-0.
I'm glad you...
In a basketball game. They put a donut on the board.
I mean, for a national
donut.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because Josh sent me a text last night. He goes, this is the week to start reading random names of college basketball teams that get their ass kicked in week one because I'm sure there's a lot of lopsided scores like that in college basketball. If you look through the ledger of what took place yesterday, but you're right, it is. It's National Donut Day, but 72-0 run. Doolittle would have loved that back in the day, right?
No doubt about it. It is National Donut Day today. So text line 913-586-7965. Send us your favorite donut. I've been telling you, been watching the Internet Invitational with the YouTube golfers. This back and forth conversation between Fat Perez, that's his name, not his real name, but FP, he's a legend in our book, and Trent from Barstool.
You know, Frost, that's the only play.
That's
the only play.
Yeah?
The only thing I like more than that is strawberry frosted sprinkles.
Special occasion.
Yeah.
When I wake up feeling it, when I wake up and my first thought is strawberry frosting.
Mm-hmm. Do you like jelly filled?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes.
Once I get to the jelly in this donut, where is it going to go?
That's fair.
And what am I going to look like once it's over?
Yeah,
it could have you looking like a fool.
Right.
So the banter we all needed of Fat Perez and Trent talking about their donut. Mine is obviously the one that I always go with, which is just the cinnamon twist.
Is it really the cinnamon? You go with then?
I guess. I mean, there's no filling. It's just a beautiful, organized, put together donut. And then the Long John with nothing in the middle.
Nothing in the middle.
Nothing worse than that Bavarian cream to surprise your lips.
I love that. When he said jelly donut, I just started going, I like a good jelly donut. You know, there was a donut shop called Hertz Donuts that was here for a hot minute. It was out of Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And we went to OU one year for KU-OU basketball, had an earthquake that night.
Whoa.
And it was like, what is going on here? I mean, like the place is shaking. It was like a 4 on the Richter scale.
Before I die, I'm getting a Hertz donut.
Yeah, I tell you what. But that Hertz donut's open 24 hours and after, you know, a bunch of us. So maple bacon they had. Smash. Maple bacon Long John, which was very, very good. I also just like the standard old-fashioned from Dunkin', man. Like, it's just a normal, easy cake type of donut.
Solid
I like their chocolate cake. Donut as well at Dunkin'.
I like a good cronut.
Oh, that's a good one.
The cronut
is good. Yeah. Good call on that. Yeah.
What's a cronut?
Smash.
It's like a croissant donut.
Yeah. A croissant donut. It's just flaky. Airy, light, beautiful.
It is doughy. Good.
It's great.
Yeah, that is
wonderful.
Good, that's a good pull. Yeah. That made me excited.
A jelly donut.
Oh, a glazed. There we go. Glazed cronut from the 816.
Oh, a glazed cronut.
Love
that's
that.
Good. See, I'm not into the standard glazed donut. That doesn't do a lot for me.
Ooh.
But I'll do the glazed cronut.
A good old fashioned glaze from Lamar's. Just
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
There was.
It's got to be a cake though. It can't be the that light donut.
That airy,
yeah, I've got to have a cake. I got to have a dense donut.
Gotcha.
There was nothing better than when we would go down to the after the church service and go into our room, and there was the yellow box.
Nice.
And you just popped it open. Hopefully nobody had picked one yet, because you know people are like,
yeah, oh, yeah,
I want that. No, I don't want that. And you're like, dude, don't lick your fingers first.
Just take a napkin, man. Seriously.
Or if it's here at the station, just random crumbs of donuts. What was that? Like a corner of two donuts were left in the donut box?
Oh, that was
I'm
brutal.
Only going to have a little bit because I'm on a diet and this won't hurt.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just eat the damn donut.
Yeah, because what was it? It was
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
SlimFast came over and he was like, hey, Laszlo and I bring donuts on Friday. Feel free to go over there. He was trying to incorporate both sides of the radio station. And Mac and I went over there and there were two pieces of donuts left where people had broken apart and walked on.
It's like,
what are you doing?
BBL stinky.
Take the damn donut, throw it away. Nobody wants your leftover donut.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.